All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. It is the word. Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus. Yes, we're continuing the forum to discuss and discover Jesus as a source of our entire lives. Our mixed panel of opinions will share Jesus with you as a testimony to go and make disciples through your life. Yeah, no matter how sinful or how broken you may be, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you. Jesus is able to transform your life right now. It doesn't matter if it's big, small, no matter what it is, he is available for you today because he forgives your sins. He heals your wounds. He'll change your whole direction of your life. Oh, yes, you can live a healthy, righteous, God-fearing life by following Jesus, and that involves the next step of sharing him with someone who needs him. Because I know the first time I met him, and I know you may hear this weekly, but I truly mean this. From the first time I met him, not knew of him or was getting the results of him or somebody else praying for me. I'm talking about personally knowing him. That's the first thing I knew that I had to share it. Share this love, share this favor, share this grace. And then I had a privilege to go and make disciples. We're going to challenge you tonight as we talk about Jesus. This is a holiday this week, Memorial Day, and I know people are with their families right now, and I know some people sent so many messages that you know they won't be on tonight and this and that. They'll listen to the archives later. But for those faithful, which I see about 20 of you guys out there, and probably about 10 more online. God bless you for being here tonight. We're not going to hold you long. We're just going to open up the discussion of dying like Jesus. That's our topic tonight, dying like Jesus. Now, some people say, well, we already talked about that. If you desire to follow him, Luke 9:23, you take up your cross, you deny yourself, take up your cross daily and follow him. But when you die for Christ, it shows us, or when you learn how Christ died for you, it was not just for one, but for all. And there has to be a principle in that makes us discover as we talk about him, are we really living for him? Because when you die to yourself, you live for him because now he lives in you. But what did he do? He gave himself for all. So it's so easy to get off of that. Because we get so excited, and there's no problem with that. But we have to take our time to realize that as we move in Christ, we have to emulate him, be more like him instead of myself. And now I really not seeing me in the equation anymore, but I see God moving like never ever before. It's amazing. It's so amazing how God shows up. When we show out, now watch this, show out, mean get out of the equation. Our scripture tonight that we're going to start with is, and I'm praying others come with other scriptures, but, John 15 is probably, I mean, the book of John is one of my favorite books, but I love them all. But John really has a lot of nuggets about that relationship. And once you build a relationship, what it's going to cost you. Because remember, in the first beginning of John 15, chapter 15, says, I am the vine, the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that he bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word. Remember, the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. See, there's that reminder. For without me, you can do nothing. Now that tells me right off the bat, if without him, I can do nothing, but with him, I can do everything. Because if anyone, verse 6, does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide, now remember that word, if is still in there. You have to activate some things in these principles. Because he's saying, if you, well, if I'm already in it, there's no question if there's an if. I am. Remember? Watch this. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you desire and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified that you may bear much fruit, so you will be my disciple. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, that your joy may be full. Now watch this. We have just developed a standard for holy living, meaning, first of all, I am no longer ifing in anything. I am a son of God. I am a child of God. I am a daughter of God, or however you want to label it. But I am a child of God. And if I'm a child of God, I must start to abide in him. That's why I love Wednesdays and Fridays, because wake up, get up, and move in your purpose is about this chapter. You got to wake up in your mind to abide in him. First things first. The way I start, the way I finish. Oh, I know that the subject is dying like Christ, but if you live for yourself, Christ is not alive. But when you die to yourself and abide in him, that means I deny myself daily. And I don't know, everybody out there, I know the rest of it out there are perfect and got things on point and everything. You got your steps in order. But for me, it's an all day. It's not just a daily thing for me. It's every 0 to 5 seconds I'm checking myself not to abide in me. That's transparent as I can be. Because there is greater responsibility when you learn to live for Christ. Because no longer you who live, but he who lives in you. Because now it's time for commandment time. This is dying like Christ. Watch verse 12. This is my commandment This is my commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. Oh, you setting us up, Jesus. You're showing us that this isn't about my own personal growth. This is about how am I going to love you and how you're going to love me. But watch this in 13. We're talking about Memorial Day today. Greater love has no one than this, that to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servant. For a servant does not know what his master is doing. Oh, glory. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Come on, somebody, put your hand up today. And I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. See, all the things that you can look and say, oh, he's going to bless me. He's going to do this. No, he's setting us up to, first of all, know that we have to have a mindset. What mindset? We always say, let this mind be in you. The mind that was in Christ was that greater love that no one has than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. That's the whole world called us friends. But we now, as servants, have now elevated into what? Family. He said it. No longer do I call you servant, because the servant doesn't know. We know because of the word that dwells in us. All boils back down to it. Loving one another. Now, I hear a lot of controversy when it comes to how can you use the Bible for military actions. Well, I don't know if you don't know it, but there's a lot of military maneuvers in this book. You need to study. That's why, you know, people say, I don't want to read the Old Testament. We in the New Testament. No, the whole Word of God is important because it all fits together. It is a divine revelation of the whole word, not what you choose to be the word. But our soldiers, I'm a veteran, so I'm going to speak on this, and nobody can tell me no different. But I know for a fact that giving your life for your country is not because it's not something that you wake up or graduate from high school and say that's what you want to do. But when you learn the culture of military, everything you do is for somebody else. Most of our soldiers, and I'll say this from experience, most of our soldiers are in death-defying situations right now and have no means to defend themselves. Because as a peacekeeping force, the military has locked down, you know, the president has to release the executives or the top ranked officials to release the armory. Now, yes, if you're on guard duty or if you're on this, but the main body of soldiers are defenseless. And there's nothing you can do about it. But we choose that life because we say, I believe in my country, and in believing in my country, I want to defend my country. Now, there's no greater love than this. Oh, to say, I will go in the service and I will lay down my life at any given time for my friends. If that's not an example that comes from Christ, he set the standard. And I'm not saying the military set the standard. I'm trying to bring it back to the fact that as we die for Christ, we learn to die for others. We learn to put ourselves on the line for others. We learn to sacrifice for others. We learn to sow seeds in the other people. We learn that it's better for you than it can be for me. Oh, I know we're linking in because, you know, as I push it on you, you push it back on me. We pushing. And now it's being dispersed. We got some prayer requests tonight. We're going to throw in the portion room. It's already been done because the person who requested it, I say this all the time. Once you spoke it out of your mouth, say, pray this with me. It was your faith that already commanded the angels to fall down and heal. But now, as us like-minded believers willing to give some of ourselves for these children and their mother that have taken Houston weather is up and down. It'll be 105, go down to 60, 100. It's worse than California. But we're going to open up the portion room. But see, that goes back to being willing to give myself. Okay, I say, take it all, Lord. Whatever you have for me right now, I give it away freely. And some people say, oh, he's just saying that. I'm saying that from the bottom of my spirit. Just as I said it then, I was freely releasing right then. I was freely giving right then. Because no greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for a friend. It's not getting in front of a truck. It may just be able to be in the prayer room for someone all night. It may be just being able to say, here, let you eat first before me. Or saying, do you need a ride somewhere? I know I have somewhere to be, but can I get you where you need to go? See, laying one's life down for a friend is so. What word do I want here? It is a dynamic because it's so many things we can do. And stop looking at the physical thing. Well, I'm going to shoot myself in the head. No, I'm going to die of my wants, my needs, my desires, my senses. That's dying for Christ because now it's the mind that's in me says, bless him. Even though he cursed you, that's the same mind in him that says, oh, no, love him, even though he hates you. Oh, that's the same mind that's in you that now says, die for him, even though he cursed you and threw rocks at you and said you weren't who you were. Whoever, you still love them because it's no longer you who lives, but he who lives in me. Oh, no, I'm not going to give it away. He who lives in me. I hope you're saying the same thing. He who lives in. Yeah, thank you. But these things I command you, verse 17, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you are of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Don't find it peculiar that people don't, when they see you coming, they turn around and go the other way. Don't look at it as a dishonor. I look at it as a grace, because I say, oh, see, God, I'm just gonna move those obstacles out of my way. Remember, the world that I said to you, verse 20, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my father also. Oh, come on now. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have seen and also hated both me and my father. But this happened that the world might be fulfilled, which is written in the law, they hated me without a curse. Oh, no, there's some prophetic things going on up in here. Now watch. But when the helper comes, oh, hallelujah, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me, and you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Don't think this is just something that happened to you. God already called your name. You just start listening. He already formed you in his image. He already purposed for you. You're just now getting into the position of what he has called for you. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't say it's not working, because it's not up to your will or my will, but the will of God. Let's talk Jesus. I want to die. I must die like Christ. I gotta be able to get out the way and allow God, who chose me. he chose me. He appointed me that I should bear fruit. And then he said that my fruit should remain, and that whatever I ask the Father in his name, he will give it to me. So I ask for favor in your life. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I ask for abundance in your life. I ask for fulfillment in your life, that your cupboards are full, that your storeroom is overflowing, that your cup, ooh, is running over. See, if I speak it and I speak it in, he said he'll give it to me. That's what I'm asking, that he bless you out of this world. You have such a spiritual revelation right now. You saying, where is this coming from? That's coming because I'm sending it to you, that he gives it to you freely. Before I open up the lines, I'm going to speak these names into the portion room. Maya, Kristen, Christina, and Juanita. We want to just push them into the portion room. We want to allow the Lord just to saturate them. That is, if I give any healing that I have for me right now, I give it freely. Anything, Lord, that you had for me right now, I deposit it directly to this family. Maya, Kristen, Christina, and Juanita, the mother. And I pray for Sandra, the grandmother, and the mother of Juanita, that if she's caring for them, that she's protected, that she no bacteria, no illness, no weapon formed against her will prosper right now by the name and the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I push them. I deposit them into the portion room, Lord, that now you move at your convenience. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Done. Healed. Finished. Opening up the lines. I know, as I said, we're not going to stay here long tonight. I think I've given my portion, and I want to give you guys an opportunity to if anyone has something to share, let's talk Jesus. I see Minister Terry's here, leadership. I see Evangelist Virginia's here, leadership. See some other numbers here that normally I have to wait to see if you dial in. Dial one and I'll bring you in. Evangelist Virginia, I know you on fire. Good evening. Can we talk Jesus for about 5 or 10 minutes? Good evening, Pastor.
Yes, man of God, I would love to. How are you today?
I am wonderful.
Blessed, good. Thank you,
blessed.
Jesus. I am listening at you talking on John the 15th chapter. You know, I love that chapter. I love John the 15th chapter. And I love verse 16, but I want to share something out of John the 15th chapter, verse 6. When you talk about abiding in Jesus, and he abiding us.
And go right ahead.
I was looking at the word abide. The word abide means to dwell, to take a residence. The word abide means to dwell, to take a residence in your life. Then allow Jesus to take a residence in your life just as the vine is. Just as the vine is, because he say, I am the true vine, and my father is the husbandman, and my father is the gardener. So God is letting us know that Jesus is the source of nourishment and wealth for the fruit. And that's us, we the fruit. And as long as we stay connected to the vine, we will draw our nourishment from the vine. Disconnected from this vine, we are useless, we are nothing. We can do nothing without Christ. This is why we need to stay connected to the vine. Abide in me, he said, and I'll abide in you. And you can ask anything and I'll do it. But you must stay connected to this vine. And that vine is Jesus. And we are the branches. This is where I draw my nourishment from. It's from the vine. And I am connected to this vine. He said, away, apart from me. And verse 6, we can do nothing. So we Christian, we saved, we born again, stay connected to the vine. Stay connected to the vine who is Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? And you was talking about dying like Christ. Dying like Christ. And I was looking at that. Dying like Christ. And I looked at that and it said, if I'm going to die like Christ, I have died like Jesus. I have died like him. That means I got to deny myself. We must deny self. Take up your cross. Take up my cross and follow Jesus. I have died like Christ. I live like Christ. Then he tell me to take up my cross. Take it up. And follow him. I'm connected to the vine, man of God. Those who listen, I am connected to the vine. Once you disconnect yourself from the vine, you no longer get your nourishment. You're useless. That's one voice said, then you are thrown into the fire and you are burned.
Yes, it did. Withered away.
You withered away, you are thrown into the fire and you burn. Because you're no longer connected to the vine. Stay connected. As I say tonight, I know I'm connected. I am connected to the vine, the true vine. The vine that died and hung on the cross and shed his blood for me. So I could die like Christ. I have died like him. When I got saved, man of God, I died like Christ. I died like Christ. I'm living like Christ. Hallelujah. And I walk like it. I'm everything that Christ is because he's my entire source. Amen?
That's right. That's right.
He's my entire source. This is where I get my nourishment from. Abide in Christ and let him abide in me. And I could ask nothing. But whatever I ask in his name, he tell me he'll do it. If it's healing that I need, or finances that I need, or whatever it is, just ask Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For, thank you, Jesus, for dying for us. Allowing us and giving us a chance so we can do the same thing and abide in this vine. When you see a vine that has withered up and dried up, it's useless, man of God. It's no good. But to be cast out, I love to say that, to be cast out and thrown into the fire and burn. Ooh, Jesus, that's awesome. I know someone hear me tonight. We must stay connected to this vine. Well, Sister Virginia, who is the vine? The vine is Jesus. We must abide in him. Stay in him. Live in him. Walk like him. Talk like him. Ooh, Jesus.
Ooh, Jesus. Glory to
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Abide in the vine. Man of God, I love chapter 15. I love it. Because all you always hear me say, oh, Jesus. The main scripture one in this verse here, when I got saved filled with the Holy Ghost, I had a vision some years back. God showed me. I didn't even know what the scripture was. But when I got saved, I'm truly saved, born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence, Jesus spoke to me one night. He said, Virginia, on the 15th chapter, verse 16, is one of my favorite verses. He said, you didn't choose me, but I have chosen you. You didn't choose me, Virginia. You didn't choose me, Virginia, but I have chosen you. Then he told me, I ordained you and anointed you. He said, go forth and bear fruit. And when you look at the word fruit, go to Galatians, I think it's, what is that, 16 and 25, 16 and 22, 23. He tells us what the fruit is. You're not talking about an apple, orange, or banana. He's talking about fruit, the fruit, love. Love, gentleness, kindness, long-suffering. That's love. Galatians 5:23, that's love. All of those are the fruit of the Spirit. But you must stay connected to the vine.
Must stay connected.
You must stay connected to the vine. And when I look at that word talking about love, gentleness, kindness, peace, long-suffering, I'm all of that. I am all of that. Because I'm connected to the vine.
So you got to claim it.
I am connected. I am connected.
You got to speak it.
Speak it. You right, man of God. Speak it. He says, speak those things that be not as though they were. Speak it into existence. Just like Jesus, when he spoke the earth into existence. He spoke it and said, let there be. Let there
and it
be.
Was.
Let there be what? Let there be light in his word. Talk about the Spirit. Just, ooh, Jesus, who went over the earth, moved upon the earth. And Jesus said, let there be, because there was darkness. He said, let there be, and there was. And it was. And we could speak. Speak to anything that come up against us. On last week, when I spoke about speak to the mountain, we must speak these things. Man of God, I'm connected to the vine. I am connected to the vine. Jesus is my entire source. He's the entire source of my life. He's the entire source of my everything. I know who I am in Christ.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I know who I am in Christ. I know whom I am, who I serve. As long as I stay connected to this vine dresser, this vine dresser.
Huh.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm connected to the vine dresser.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. I was just reading for you, man of God, before you called me in on the line. I was reading Acts 10 and 38. Where God, where it said God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. How God anointed Jesus. Jesus didn't get anointed until he was in the book of Acts. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And they say he went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. And we can go about doing good too. How he anointed him. Jesus was not anointed at the time. But God anointed him. That's a vine dresser. That's the vine. Now you see it over here. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for Memorial Day, Father.
Yes.
But I got my hamburger, whatever I got it right here. I've been home all day, and I've been in the Bible. I've been reading, but I ain't say been in it all day, off and on, because I've been relaxing or whatever. But I tell you what, Don, that Christ man of God is awesome.
I've been getting my study on. I ran my errands this morning, came back, got my study on, went nowhere, put no clothes, nothing.
Yes. Don, that Christ is awesome.
This is my day. This is my day with him. See what everybody else is busy with, holidays and stuff. I don't make no phone calls. If somebody call me, I'll answer.
Oh,
but I just be spending time with him. Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. I've been spending time with him too, but then I've been relaxing. I doze off to sleep and I say, God, and then I hear you saying, dying like him. That's awesome.
Huh, no greater love.
That's right. That's awesome. Dying like him. Living like him. And then
Minister,
I abide in him.
That's right. Minister Terry, I see you didn't chime in. We got you fired up. Let's talk Jesus.
Amen, amen, family. Praise the Lord. Good evening, family. I tell you, the Lord, I love you all. God bless you all. John 15, Pastor Evangelist Valentine and the listeners. I've been singing this song all month. In his arms, I feel connected. Never disconnected.
In his
arms. Oh, yes.
I feel
hallelujah. Praise
it
him, hallelujah, Jesus.
I feel
and
protected.
Family, hallelujah. Praise him. Thank you. Never disconnected. Because, family, this has been a trying month for me. I've had 3 deaths this month. 1 funeral I've attended, and I had 2 yet to attend, you know. So this has been a month of just praying and leaning on Jesus, on Jesus, you know, because I tell you, and Pastor E, you said, don't quit. Don't quit. Stay connected. And thank him. I thank him every day. I thank him. I thank him beyond my thinking, beyond my suffering. But I tell you, family, we have to be ready. So when it's our time, we don't have to get ready. I tell you, family, just stay in touch with Jesus. Today is Memorial Day. We're honoring the veterans. I have family here, my extended family, my grandnieces and nephews, but I just thank God. I thank God. And I told one of my grandnieces today, you have to be grateful and thankful for everything. Everything God has given you, you know. We have to just be, I'm so grateful that I have Jesus. And I stay connected to him. I can call him. I can wake up in the middle of the night and I have Jesus. So I'm just grateful, family. And I thank you guys, the Now Network, Pastor E, Francis Valentine, the whole family, Minister Michelle. I tell you, Pastor Dwayne and Minister Sir Ryan, I tell you, because without the grace, Minister Sir Ryan, so without God's grace, I don't know where I'd be. But I just thank you guys just for keeping the word of God alive in my life, even though, you know, trials and tribulations. And the sister said it, Evangelist Valentine, beautiful sister, you said we're going to have some long suffering. And
yeah.
I saw my cousin, first cousin, he was younger than me. He had open heart surgery, and he didn't make it. You know what? But I always look at I've learned to accept. Accept, change what you can't for God's will.
Yes.
Accept what
yes.
you cannot change. And have God's wisdom to know the difference. And you don't have God's wisdom until you get it. And I've learned to just be in his word. And that's what I make a priority every day. And I spread it and tell it to my family, you know, because I know he's coming. He's coming back. And I just thank God. I thank God for his word. And I thank God for God's. I thank God for you guys each and every day, anytime. I could call on Jesus. I could call on you guys. I praise God for you guys. I tell you, family, this has been a praying month. I got another neighbor to call back. She had open heart surgery. I have to call her back. I prayed with her this morning, you know, that no weapon formed against us should prosper. Oh, Jesus.
Well, you know, as a covenant partner, you have the same ability to open up the portion room as well as I do.
Yeah.
So you don't just wait around for me like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I need to throw some stuff in the portion room. And I just be kicking people in there. They don't even know it.
Thank you. I kick it in and receive it out, you know, because, you know, where needed. But I kick it in when I have it because I know, you know what, I don't focus on my circumstances. I focus on deep because it's someone that needs more help
than
I do.
That's all we talk about.
So I focus on Jesus, you know, that's it. So I tell you, not my circumstances. I'm going to praise him over my circumstances.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
I tell you, family, as long as I got a voice to speak, whoo, Jesus, I'm going to speak it, you know. Wherever I go, whoever I'm with, I'm speaking his name, and I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus because somebody needs to know. Praise the Lord.
I
got a neighbor upstairs. She just had, this just told me, yesterday, she had surgery on her. She's up in age, and her husband's up in age. He's trying to take care of her. You know, I had to call her and pray with her and tell her I'm a phone call away, upstairs from running upstairs away. If you need me, call me. I will be there because I pray. Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
See, wait a minute, wait. You're living the principle. Wait, that's living the principle. Willing to give yourself for a friend is just that. Hey, call me. I'm available.
And you know what? That's the word of God. You know, it just, I'm telling you,
girl.
The word of God. When you stay in the word of God and stay connected, this what you're speaking on, John 15. Stand connected in his word. And I tell you, family, I thank you guys and I love and appreciate and honor you guys for teaching that true living word and give me confirmation of what I am reading and meditating on because it has helped me so much in life when these things come at you. I tell you, I know you'll never leave. Don't get me started.
But that's a trip though, because no matter where I speak at, it's always a group of shaking heads. Everybody's head shakes together. And
amen.
Stuff. And it's amazing to me because it's confirmation that if people aren't studying those voices, that God's voice that be speaking and call them out gets confirmed by somebody else that speaks the word, not themselves, but speaks the word. He says every fiber of his word.
I tell you, I love you guys. I tell you. Evangelist Valentine, I love you so much. I tell you, Pastor E, we got to fly out there to Louisiana real soon.
I'm coming out there.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Wait a minute. Look, she's like, wait a minute, hold up.
She didn't say she's coming out.
She ain't trying to see us in no Baton Rouge. She trying to come to California. What's up with that?
Well, that will work. Come on to Cali, you know.
I ain't trying to bag or nothing, but it's some swamps down there. She wants to see the beaches.
I tell you, family, you know what? I just had a vision.
What I said was, you know, you don't want, it's swamps down there. You ain't trying to see swamps. You could try to come out here and see this ocean.
Amen. I got my 3-year-old grandnephew just came in.
I'm very familiar with Louisiana.
You know, you want to speak to Pastor E and
my folks live in Ville Platte and Mamou.
Yeah, amen. Family,
Melissa,
I think I'm going to.
Melissa Terry.
Yes,
Terry.
I'm listening. Yes.
You know what?
What's
that? You call names, who you love, But guess what? There are people that love you, too. I love you, sister.
Oh, I love you, too. You know what? I love you more. I tell you, I love you. I love you, and I appreciate you. You know what? My grandnephew, he's 3 years old. He is like what they call my baby. He just came in the room, and he picked up his weight, and he's exercising. You want to say hallelujah?
No.
Jesus, hallelujah. Because he always mimics me when I'm saying it. Oh, yeah, praise the Lord. Where would we be if it hadn't been for him on our side? Thank you, Jesus.
Well, hallelujah to you.
Hallelujah to you. I tell you, family, I'm gonna get off because he doesn't seem like he's gonna leave. He's gonna leave the room. But I tell you, family, I love you guys. God bless you all. Love you all.
Amen, amen, amen. I don't know how I got cut off, but I wanted to open up the second line and see if any of our other callers would like to have a remark or just get into the involved conversation of Talking Jesus. It's no big deal, but just wanted to make an offer. Amen, amen. God bless. Any closing remarks from you, Evangelist?
Yes, I want to say I thank God for this day, and this is the day that he has made, and we all should rejoice and be glad in it, even though they say it's Memorial Day for those who have fought in the war, who have died for us, and all the above. God is with these people today that I've seen here at the different areas, and they was there at the grave site and all of this, and I was sitting here praying for them. And I want to thank God for all of those who have served and to serve, even you, man of God, and different ones that I know in my family that served in the war or in the Army or in the Navy or the Marine or what have you. Some of them have died and gone on, but God still is with us. And I want to thank God for you, man of God. I want to thank God for this Now Network. I thank him for the P2P ministry, for the Blog Talk Radio, for the Internet, and for all that you have put your hands to. And to those who have listened in and those who couldn't call in tonight, well, you'll be on tomorrow night or whatever night you can. God loves you.
Man up tomorrow.
God loves
you. God loves you.
Praise Jesus. Thank you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. And if you're on this line, you need to listen on Fridays, 12 noon. Both of these mighty women of God, Evangelist Virginia Valentine and Minister Terry Herbert, they co-host or host their own broadcast, 30 minutes apiece, or How the Holy Spirit Leads, on Fridays, 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Friday. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, man of God.
Family, I want to close with this, and I don't even know if I can get this out. It's a pretty extensive poem that says, "No greater love." But I want to read this as we close tonight. Bear with me, if you could, and after that, I'll play a song and you're released. But "No greater love." I see you in the garden, trembling and pale. Your words pouring out, honest and real. Boldly proposing some other way. Knowing you were to be betrayed, then handed over to more debase, scourged and mocked and disgraced, rejected, abandoned, and crucified, bearing our sin until you died. I see you in the garden, shiver with dread, sweating profusely until you bled. Although my thanks I can nearly express, part of me wants to shout in protest. Father, please don't let him take my place. He is righteous, innocent, and worthy of praise. And I am but a sinner, lost in my debt, with nothing to offer, already dead. Yes, because of the cross, my standing is changed. I'm considered justified, and my sin is exchanged for righteousness, life, and eternal home. I am free, I am loved, I am saved, I am known. How can this be, this unthinkable grace? A God who willingly let his son take my place, and Jesus who said, "Thy will be done," then took on death so my life could be won. I see you in the garden, rise from your knees, breathing deeply as the betrayer you see, willing and obedient to your Father above. Oh, Jesus, my King, there is no greater love. God bless you, family. Love you guys. Talk to you tomorrow night.
The song is very simple, and it says,
now that
I'm here
with you,
my heart,
I gladly lay before you
my wounds,
my tears,
my pain.
With confidence, O Lord,
I lay
down at your feet. I felt like the best that I had to give has fallen short so often. Now this part is simple.
about that.